Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
New episode of He Said, Ella Dijo with a very exciting guest. Not only have I worked with him on The Rookie, but Roz, you also worked with his brother, Giancarlo, on Grand Hotel. So it's like having family with us.
Yes, Jason Canela. He's a fellow Latino who has been making his way through Hollywood on shows like Young and the Restless, Pitch, and Palm Royale, currently on the Apple TV Plus, which is so good.
And we're excited to catch up with him. Please welcome Jason Canela to the show.
Yay.
Guys, see that car seat in the back? You're a dad now, man. Come on. I got
so
you.
So much has changed since you arrested me, bro.
Oh, my God.
Got it together.
You've graduated. It's another level.
Hey, first off, we have to say happy birthday to the one and the only.
Oh, my God. Thank Feliz you. Cumpleaños. Gracias, papi. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much for having me on with y'all. I am I've always been such a big fan of both of you as individuals, but you know, as I've, you know, just specifically more here in LA and after working with Eric, I've followed you guys closely, and the dynamic that y'all have is truly admirable. I love to see it. I love how involved you guys are with your girls, and you're truly an inspiration to me, not only professionally, but just personally.
Thank you.
I'm happy to be with y'all.
Appreciate that, brother.
That was
we really
so sweet.
Do.
Yeah, it means a
lot.
We're
so excited to have you on. And obviously the history is deep with all of us. You know what I mean? We've known you for a long time. So first and foremost, congratulations on the success. Your new show, you're jamming, you're crushing it. We go back, obviously you've known Jason even longer than I have, but we connected on The Rookie. He came on, did a fun arc on the show, playing a bad guy, man, just causing problems on the show. But he crushed it. We all had a blast with him, and he's been doing great things consistently in acting. And now you've graduated on to being a dad, which is huge. Puts everything like secondary in life. I know, like it really puts things in perspective when you're out there, you know, in our business, constantly on the hustle. And then you come home and you're like, okay, I have this little baby here, and this is what it's all about. This is life, right?
100%, man. And you know, it's wild because growing up, I feel like we're all so anxious to be grown up. Like we don't want to listen to what our parents are telling us or what, you know, anybody is really trying to advise us to do. And we just want to feel that, you know, we want to feel grown up already. And like people say, like, enjoy it, you know, time flies. I would do anything to be, to just worry about, like, for example, Easter. All of my friends' kids, they were all so freaking just ecstatic about looking for eggs. And I was like, holy shit, man. Like, I remember feeling that. Like, yeah. I remember waking up and, like, just going crazy because I was going to spend the morning collecting freaking eggs.
Yeah.
And, like, that is what it was about, you know? And so I just, you know, I pray that my little girl, who's 13 months going on 25 is what it feels like, that she can just really enjoy it, you know? And we're really enjoying it. I can't believe she's already 13 months. But it's truly so special. And like you say, you know, it puts everything else, aside, like they are everything.
You know, this morning, I get up and I'm so happy because it's my birthday, but my back is like, my shoulder blades are in pain, my neck, I'm like this. And the little one, Dylan, our boy, he's 6 years old, comes to the bedroom and he loves when I give him a massage. Mom, can I have a massage? So we're both, the three of us, in bed, and I'm giving him a little bit of a massage, and he starts again having like a pillow fight, like annoying with Eric, like bam, bam, bam. And I'm going, oh my God, I just want some quiet time. But I let it go. And I was thinking the same thing. I was going, he's so happy with the simplicity of this moment that he's just in bed with mom and dad, and he's having this little pillow fight at 6:30 in the morning, and he's laughing hysterical. And I keep thinking, that's living right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to see him so happy and so ecstatic that he is just with mom and dad doing nonsense. And I was like, oh my God, like, I want that so badly.
Yeah, for
let me ask you this. Is it pretty cool? I'm sure it is, because I know you and your brother are very close. You've obviously played the role of uncle longer, right? With his kids. And now you get to see the reverse, where now he's uncle. Did you learned a lot, I'm assuming, being an uncle, but I always say this to people, when it's yours, magnify everything by like 1,000. Like, it's incredible being an uncle, but then when it's like your kid, it's another level. Like, you didn't even know it was in your heart.
Exactly. Like, there's no name for it. I mean, we're very, my family, and I always give thanks to God for having blessed me with such a tight family, because I've had the blessing, and more so in this industry, which can be very lonely, especially, you know, when you move away from home and you are chasing the dream. Family's everything. And so I'd never have taken for granted the blessing that I have of having such a big and connected family. And being an uncle to my brother's kids and my sister's kids, like, I really thought, how in the world can someone's heart feel more than this? Like, mm-hmm. I lived, before Jovi, I lived my life for those kids. And I still do. I mean, they are my nephews and my nieces are my everything after Jovi Rose.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really, like, when she was born and I held her in my arms the first time and, you know, bringing her home, and that little scrunchy thing that they do with their body when you pick them up, you know, those first 3 months, like that feeling, the smiles in the mornings, like, dude, I tell my brothers and my sister all the time, like, I love my nephews and my nieces, but no se compara. It doesn't come close. It's like, it's light years, like, of a difference. And that doesn't mean that you wouldn't do anything, you know, or that the love has gone away for your nephews and your nieces, but it's just truly, it's another dimension. It's like you've literally entered another dimension when you experience what it is to feel loved by such a tiny, precious human being that really just needs you to survive.
So sweet.
Let me ask you this, because this is interesting. I just cut you off.
Did you want to ask it? Jovi, does it have a meaning?
Yeah.
El nombre de la niña, Jovi. What is the meaning?
Yeah, so I was a twin, and my twin brother passed away on the 15th of February when we were one.
I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And his name was Giovanni. J-O-V-A-N-N-Y. And my little girl's due date was the 15th of February, the day that he passed.
No way.
And, yeah. And so my wife wanted to honor him and name her after him. His name was Giovanni, and so we named her Jovi. And then we added Rose to give it like a you know, like a feminine,
of course,
bit of a feminine touch.
Oh my God.
And also, it's so close to Valentine's that it just, the rose fit perfectly. Yeah. So,
tú sabes que our daughter, her name is Isabella Rose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Isabella Rose. But nice. That's incredible. That's Listen, what a beautiful thing to honor your baby brother like that. Can you imagine how happy he is in heaven knowing that he, like, his legacy? Oh my God.
Well, you know, the craziest thing to me is that, so my brother Eric, his firstborn, Kalel's birthday is February 11th. And then Giancarlo's boy is February 12th. And so when we got the news that the due date was the 15th, o sea, like right on the day, I told my mom, I was like, you know, she was crying. And I was like, this is, I can't believe it took this long for us to see that God has been sending us so many reasons to celebrate life during that specific time.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously every time that time of the year came around, as a parent, doesn't matter how much time passes, you're always going to feel that void, that pain. Mm-hmm. And you know, for us to be, I don't want to say forced, but like, yeah, like, you know, like come the 11th and the 12th, like it was time to celebrate the kid's birthday. Like it kind of, it put you in a perspective of appreciating life and looking back on their little lives. And so like, when we got that news, I was like, and I told my mom that, she's like, oh my God, you're so right. Like there truly has been so many reasons for us to celebrate life during this time. Y ahora cayó justamente, claro, like on the day.
Claro.
And so, yeah, I definitely, you know, I'm very spiritual. I was raised Catholic. I don't go to church often, but I talk to God every single day, multiple times a day. And I really do move through life with my eyes open and my ears open, because I think God speaks to us in so many different ways. You know, and I think it's important to move around in the world, just being able, like keeping your eyes open and your ears open. Cause at times people are like, you know, they say they don't necessarily see the signs or hear them, but I just think it's a matter of like opening ourselves to being willing to see it and to hear it, you know? And so, yeah, that was definitely
lindo. Wow.
The next question I had for you, and this is interesting because as us, you know, as actors and knowing what it's like to having to travel, and I'm not sure, are you still based in LA?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And when you shot Paul Morel, was that in Miami?
That was here in LA.
Oh, that's shot in LA.
Dude, it was crazy. I could not believe like that we shot that here.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a dream. From getting to wrap a day with Addison Janney and Carol Burnett and Kristen Wiig to then coming home to Jovi Rose and my wife.
Well, that was my wonder.
It could not get better.
Yeah, would that have been the first time you'd have had to travel away from the family, but you know, in that regard, but you didn't. And I'm assuming that the show shot here because of one of them having a star request to be able to shoot in LA because it's Miami based, right?
You know, I remember when we got the news that I was going to do it, it wasn't, I think they were still trying to figure out like where, you know, if there was going to be something shot in Florida. They were securing a few locations that they knew they were going to be able to work really well with. And ultimately it all ended up working out to where we were able to shoot it here. You know, I'm sure that there's probably, you know, like you say, that if someone at the top was like, hey, I'm doing it, but we got to shoot it here.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what it was, then hey, it worked out for everyone.
Cause that often happens if there's somebody at the, you know, the number one, if it's Kristen or whoever, and says, I'm not going to leave LA. So we're going to make Miami, you know, work for LA.
And the majority of your family is still in Florida, right? They're in Miami.
Everyone is.
Everyone. Yeah. Even Giancarlo, not Giancarlo though. Giancarlo's in Miami?
Yeah. Giancarlo's moved back to Miami during the pandemic because he's got his kids over there, you know? And so after the way that the industry has changed, now that everything is self-tapes, it didn't really make sense for him to be here, you know? So he moved back and he's been doing his thing from over there.
What was it like getting, first of all, congrats again on Paul Morel. We've checked it out.
It's
the
so
show
good.
Is so fun.
Yeah.
So well done. Obviously an incredible cast. I'm sure that hit differently when you realized, okay, I just got this show with like as stacked of a cast as I could be a part of. What was that process like for you? Was it, they put you through the ringer? You got it after you read for it. What was the situation?
So I was, you know, I was doing a project in Savannah, Georgia, and I get a call from my agent. I had auditioned for Palm Royale like a month and a half prior to, like, maybe even like 2 months, 3 months before like that moment that I get this call from my agent. But my agent calls me. I forgot about it. I really, because, you know, in this job, like, I'm very clear on what our job is. To me, our job is not to do TV shows and movies and theater. No, that is the blessing that comes with this job. The job to me is auditioning. Correct. If you have a team and your team is getting you auditions and you're doing the dance, like, you are a working actor. And so part of that is doing your job and then forgetting about it and moving on to the next one, you know? So I honestly, when I saw that casting, when I saw the list of actors that were on that project, I was like, dude, why are you guys making me tape this, bro? Like, I'm not gonna book this. And they were like, they were like, dude, they wanna see you, like, tape it. I sent it in, forgot about it. And then, you know, 2 months, 3 months later, I get a call while I'm in Georgia. And my agent's like, hey, Apple wants you, they want to do a general in person with the director, the showrunner, and you. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, they want to meet you tomorrow. Mind you, I'm in Savannah, Georgia, working on a project. And I'm like, okay, I'm booking my flight. Mind you, I'm on set in my trailer. And I'm like, I'm booking my flight right now. And he goes, no, you can't. I need to call production. I need to see if they'll let you go. I go, no, Tyler. My agent was Tyler at the time. He passed away. That's another crazy story. Yeah, heartbreaking. But I'm like, Tyler, no, don't ask anybody. Like, I will go. I will get in trouble. I don't care. Like, I'm not missing this opportunity. And he goes, Jason, let me do my job. You go do yours and we'll talk later. I hang up that call and I'm like just thinking in my heart, like in my mind, like, if production does not let me go to this meeting, I'm going to have a heart attack. And I'm Cuban, so you know the passion is there. So I go, I do. And mind you, this is like right in this is 2021. So we're still, everyone's wearing masks. Everyone's getting COVID. It's the whole thing. So just the fact that they wanted me in the room, I was like, I cannot miss this. I get back to my trailer and I have a missed call from my agent. So I call him and he goes, hey, production doesn't want to let you go. And I'm like, okay. Like, who am I about to, like, you know, go to war with right now on this thing? And he goes, Jason, do you trust me? And I was like, yes. Like, with a question mark, I was like, he goes, people want what they can't have. I'm going to tell Apple that you can't go into that general tomorrow because you're working. And if they would like to meet you, they can send us a Zoom link. And I swear to God, I almost started crying. Like, I couldn't, I was like, you know what, bro? Like, I'm going to trust this guy. I'm going to let him take the reins. But I did it with a completely broken heart. Like, I really was not fully like committed to that decision. Mm-hmm. But we did that, and then we got the response with a Zoom link saying, you know, Saturday at this time, we're going to do the Zoom, and it'll be the showrunner, the director, and you know, we'll go over the scenes.
But did you have to read again with them, or it was just a general of you just talking?
So what was said to me was that we were going to read again.
Okay.
Right? Actually, I had to send in another tape before that Zoom link. And I was working, the girl I was working with, I asked her if she would help me tape. So she's like, yeah, sure, come into my trailer and we'll shoot it. I go into her trailer. We had only been shooting for like 3-4 days, so no había confianza. I didn't really know her too well. We do the tape one time, and this girl she's amazing. Her name's Kate Miner. She's incredible. We do the tape one time, and she goes, oh, dude, you got it. We're done. And I'm like, No, Kate, please, like, can we do one more? She's like, no, it's yours. You got it. Send this.
Oh, my God.
And she opens her trailer door. And in my mind, I'm like, well, I mean, I'm not going to like, she's telling me to get out. Yeah. I'm getting out of here. Like, you know, it'd be weird if I like forced her to take me.
Yeah. You will take me one more time.
Yes, like, take me again. again. And she, so I walk out, I send that, fast forward to the, you know, Zoom. I jump on Zoom with Abe Sylvia and Tate Taylor, and we just start chatting. We start talking, you know, about life, about this, about that, about the project that I'm on, what I was doing before. And about like 30, 40 minutes later, at the end of the Zoom call, they were like, okay, because they asked me a bunch of questions and they were like, do you have any questions for us? And I was like, well, I guess if I had the chance to ask you, I'm a pretty straightforward guy. So I'm going to ask you, like, how many other Eddies are you potentially looking at? And they started laughing and they were like, we'll just tell you that the only call we had scheduled today was you. And then we all started kind of laughing. And then that was how the call ended.
Okay.
And then when the call ended, I realized that we didn't even do the scene. And I was like, does that mean that they were just like, oh,
they didn't want to see it?
Yeah. Like they didn't want to see it, whatever. So I hung up the call, and for the first time in my like journey as an actor, I decided, I had never done this before, and I wrote a letter to God. Like I literally just pulled out a piece of paper and I wrote a letter that I still have to this day. And I wrote the date, the time, and I thank God for changing my life in that exact moment. I just, you know, I wrote down the names of my parents, of my family, of my wife, just all the people that have played such a pivotal piece in my journey up until that moment. And I was just expressing gratitude for giving me the clarity and the ability to be in the environment that I, you know, in the environments that I find myself in. I always, anytime that I have the blessing of being on set, like I was with you on The Rookie, you know, before they called action, I was praying and I was thanking God for allowing it to have gone as incredible as it did before it did. And also for putting me in an environment with like-minded people that love what they do and that are grateful to be doing it, because that to me is what makes a set so special. You know, when people are aware of the blessing that it is to be doing that and be bringing characters to life. And so I wrote that letter and I put it away and I went for a walk. And on that walk, I felt this like sensation from the top of my head down to my feet. Like it was just something that came through me. And I knew in my heart that role was mine. I even thanked Abe Sylvia and Tate Taylor in that letter for changing my life on that day.
Wow.
They don't even know about this letter. I've never even mentioned this to anyone. But it was definitely something where I knew that I was in a position to where things, I just felt that it was mine. And I have never stopped thanking God for that blessing, because never in a million years did I think I would have Carol Burnett as a co-star or really anyone on that set. It's been very special.
It's an incredible story. And I think it's so important.
It's emotional. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. For our listeners to be able to hear something like that, because we get asked a lot, you know, I mean, and I personally, I'm sure you do too, but like, how do you become an actor? What do you do? I want to be an actor. Like, what does it take? And there's no straight answer to that question, but I think it's important for people to hear different journeys on how someone gets to their goal. And the goal is never ending in this business. Like it's always, you have to keep going. What's next? What's next? And you're going to live out every moment as long as it lasts. And you go on to the next thing. That's what our business is. But I think for listeners to hear what it means to an actor to land a specific job, just one job, and what that emotion can be like, because it's a long road to get to each and every opportunity.
Dude.
You know?
Dude. Well, you know what, man? Actually, my story with The Rookie is so crazy. But I think we all have like stories like this, right? Like, you know, right before I booked The Rookie, I had gotten I had tested for two jobs, right? Like incredible roles. And at this point, you know, probably I think I've tested six times total and none of them have gone my way. And that specific month, I had gone through the process twice, right? And, you know, I mean, the feeling of like testing for something and seeing what the deal looks like and then getting the news that it didn't go your way, it's pretty demoralizing, right? So I go through this, and then I get an audition for The Rookie, which I actually tested for The Rookie.
I remember season you telling one. Me that for Jackson, right?
Yeah. And which was a really funny story because I walked into the room, there was three black guys and me. And the character was, it said African American. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I remember telling my agent, like, dude, but we got a test deal for it. But anyways, like, I loved that story. I love The Rookie. Like, it's, I think you guys have such an incredible group of people, and it's just so awesome to watch. And so, like, every time throughout the years when I've gotten auditions for The Rookie, I always, there were times where it'd be like a, you know, a one-liner or a this or a that. And I would tell my agents, like, dude, I want to hold off because I think there will be something bigger down the line for this show. I know this show is going to be on for a while, and I want to be something more than just coming in for that one line. And they were like, are you sure? And I said, yes. We passed on it. And I got a call. I didn't get a call, actually. It was like 6 a.m. and I was in a funk because of the fact that I had missed out on those two deals that didn't go my way. And I was watching a video of Tiffany Haddish. You guys know Tiffany Haddish? Yep, yep. So I was scrolling through Instagram very early in the morning. And I come across this video of her being surprised by her production for this show that she was doing at the time. I think she was doing the remake of Kids Say the Darnest Things. And they surprised her with the news that she won a Grammy. And she was the first African-American woman since, I think, Whoopi Goldberg to win, like, in that genre. And she broke down crying, and she starts talking about, like, what it means to her and, like, you know, the journey and the... everything that comes with it and how she was able to continue to put her best foot forward regardless of what the circumstances were and how bad it looked and whatever. And, you know, like, being where she is today and receiving that news, like, it was just a big moment for her. Right. And something, I was watching that video, and I had already been like in that self-sabotage mode for like the past 3-4 days. And I put my phone down and I said, God, forgive me for like just being so freaking hard on myself. Like, I promise you, regardless of what happens, regardless of where I am, I'm going to put my best foot forward. I know that you sent me this to remind me that I'm doing the right thing. I was born to do this. And I promise you, like, I will not stop. And as I am praying, I swear to you guys, as I am still praying, my phone rings. It's 6:50 in the morning. And it says my agent's name on the phone. And I'm like, this is weird. Like, my agent never calls me at this time. And I answer the phone and she goes, hey, Jason, good morning. And I go, good morning. And she goes, give me a second. I want to add some people to the call. And then right there, like, I got freaking goosebumps. Yeah,
that's always
and
a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, everybody comes on the call and they're like, we just got a call from ABC and they're offering you 3 episodes on The Rookie. And I was like, what the fuck are you like? How does that happen? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah. It,
like, if that's not God sending me a sign, you know what I mean? Like, and so to your point, like, you know, and the importance of other actors hearing about people's journeys and, you know, what is the path to becoming an actor. I think the number one thing that people got to know going into this is that you are in it for the right reasons. You know, this is not about making millions of dollars. This is not about becoming famous. This is not about, like, you know, followers. Like, it truly has to be a passion that you have that lights the fire in you from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep. You know, like, people ask all the time, like, man, how are you willing to, like, go through the lows and, you know, this and it's just like, there's no other option for me. Like, I truly feel that I was put on this earth to do this. And so it doesn't matter how tough the journey is. I look to my left, I look to my right, and I've always been blessed with people in my circle that have set the example for me and that have truly paved the way for me to follow in the footsteps of, my brother being one of them, you know? So I just, to anybody out there that that's watching this and that is maybe thinking about becoming an actor, or maybe has been on the journey for a while and thinking about quitting, like, if this is what you love and you wake up in the morning and you're thinking about it and you going through your day, and you're thinking about it and you go to sleep and you're thinking about it, do not quit. Because the difference is, like, the people that make it are the ones that that just don't quit. You know, you just keep doing the dance. And yeah.
That's well said. It's true.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barata-papa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together. And that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate. Because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for insuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Can I tell you something, how much this podcast has meant to me personally, and I know to us, you know? Number one, because even though we don't spend a lot of time together, we consider you like family, because, you know, I've seen you grow, you know? I'm older than you, and I always remember Giancarlo's brother Jason, you know, what, hermanito, el hermanito menor, tan lindo, tan bello, tan talentoso, you know what I mean? So now to see you flourish and to see you doing so fantastic, Jason, and as a dad and with a life partner and speaking so beautiful and knowing about your spirituality and knowing that you're sharing stories that most likely you have never been so open, you know, for the world to hear about your compromise with God, about how you have God's favor, how important it is for you to be grateful, how important it is for you to have integrity and know, I was born to do this, so I'm just going to do the dance, you know, until I feel fulfilled. And you're doing it, and we are so very proud of you. And we saw, and this is only, baby, you have no idea, this is only the beginning. You know, los caminos se abren. Cuando tú tienes un compromiso con Dios y contigo mismo, los caminos se abren. Es inevitable. That's the way it is, you know? So I think this is fantastic. And Palm Royale is such a blessing in your life. It's so beautiful to watch. You're doing fantastic. And I know that this is going to be the beginning of beautiful things. Arama con una hija. I believe that kids come con un pedazo de pan.
They bring prosperity.
They bring prosperity.
With a basket of bread.
Yes. Yeah, yep. You know what I mean? Yes. So the fact that you added that beautiful child to the equation, it's going to be even more of an incentive for your angels and for God to be like, you know what? This is my gift to you.
Amen.
So it's going to be beautiful. 100%. Sí, qué bueno, qué bueno, qué bueno.
And for those of you who haven't started watching Palm Royale yet, make sure you check it out on Apple TV.
Yes.
It is a joy. Jason is crushing it. Working with Leslie, who I know very well. I actually worked with Leslie years ago. I played her love interest on a show called GCB on ABC. So yeah. She's great.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
She's doing, can I tell you something? Incredible. I've known Leslie and her work for so long. I remember one of my first covers, like magazines that I did, it was me, Leslie, and another actress that I don't even know what happened to her. So we've known each other for a long time. And can I tell you how much I'm enjoying her work on this thing?
Incredible. Huh? Incredible.
No, so good.
She's amazing. Yeah. She really is. And you're going to see a side of her. Like, I mean, it's just phenomenal, honestly. Like, and it's crazy because when I came on, I was like cagado. So there's no other word to say than like I was shitting myself, you know, and getting to share scenes with Leslie, with Kristen, with Allison, and just any time that I got to be on, even when I wasn't shooting, I was watching. You know, there were even days that I managed to sneak onto Paramount when I didn't even have a call time, just because I knew they were going to be there. And I was like, when else does one get the opportunity to see this move the way that it's moving, you know? And it was such a school, such a pleasure to be able to share scene work with Leslie and the rest of the crew. And like, yeah, she's incredible. Yeah. And she's so freaking funny. Like, my God.
I'm enjoying her and seeing you with Ricky. And I know you've known Ricky desde hace mucho tiempo, ¿verdad? Ricky's like also a good friend of
yeah. Claro. So you know, Ricky and I had crossed paths like very much like, you know, because we're all more or less, we're like separated by one person.
Claro.
And when Ricky and I connected like very early on the shoot, we never worked together like scenes, pero he saw me and right away he was like, bro, what the heck are you doing? And you know, from there, it was just like the friendship blossomed. And,
claro.
You know, he's the most beautiful thing that I saw it on The Rookie with Eric and with Nathan. And I also, thank God, have experienced it here on Palm Royale with every single person that is on that cast. There's nothing more beautiful than seeing individuals take up space in a room with purpose, but also allow everyone in that room to take up space. Mm. Like, you know, I think that is truly such a pivotal, like, ingredient to the formula that's needed for success. Mm. And like, you know, and I'm really not saying this just because I'm talking to you guys, but the way that you guys go above and beyond on your set to make the guest stars feel like a part of what you guys have created, mm-hmm. that is, dude, the impact that you're making on everyone, like there's no words to, and I'm speaking about it almost like it's something that should be applause, but in my eyes, that's just the way that we should move through life.
Oh, it should be the norm. Yeah, it should be.
And you guys do it, dude. You guys do it. And that's why, like, that show, I mean, yo aporté un granito de arena bien pequeñito to that, but it was something that meant the world to me. And they came into my life in a moment where it was very much needed.
You needed it, and,
yeah. And so, like, you know, also to be surrounded by these people that take up space the way they do, but that allow others to do so as well, that is everything. That truly is everything. And
well, thank you. Thank you for that. And you deserve it, man. You deserve it. We're so proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. Everybody continue to check out the show. Watch it. It is so good. And like Roz said, this is just the beginning. It's just going to get better and better.
It's going to be so awesome.
Keep doing the work. Yeah. You're crushing it. And give love to the family. Yeah. We're so stoked for you, man.
Will do, man. Will do. Also, I'm going to keep an eye out because I know your little girl, pretty soon I'm going to be seeing her at the at the U.S. Open.
Ojalá, coño, sí.
Yo, incredible. We got to get you guys on the pickleball court.
She's been playing a little bit of that. It's funny. She's getting into it. Is that what you play?
Oh, too much, bro. I got my paddles right here. I'm always ready to go.
Really? That's funny. We should that's get into funny. That. Like, yeah, that's be the so, craze. It'll be funny. Okay. Bueno, un abrazo.
All right, brother. We'll see you
bueno,
soon.
Guys. Much love. It appreciate went. Y'all.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my goodness.
That was a great catch-up. Yeah. I'm so happy for him. He's such a good person.
Goodness.
Yeah.
It's I see him. I don't know. I don't want to say different because I've known him for so long, you know, and he also plays very dear to my heart because I love his brother, you know. He's one of the nicest, most incredible human beings and a performer, and he's just so loving. And I know the whole family, you know, is very loving. But I didn't know anything about his spirituality, and this stories, you know, that he just shared with us are so valuable, you know, not only for me. I was shocked when he was saying, because somebody... Listen, you're on a show, you're on a successful show, you know, so you're riding the wave and you're in a cloud nine. With me, I've been doing this for almost 30 years and I've been part of that wave, you know, and yeah. I have been riding that wave for a long time with incredible victories, but also a lot of downtime that is very difficult for me to process. Like now being one after the cancellation of Fantasy Island, you know, and then and COVID and then the strike, you know, it's been so interesting. So up and down, and now turning 51, I just go, I don't know if I want to continue doing this dance, you know, the way that I've been doing in the hustle of like trying and auditioning and always raising my hand, going, ah, look at me, I'm here. I've been doing this for so long and I look great and I'm very talented. Look at me. Look, you remember, you know, it gets tiring and I never see the process of the meetings and the testing and the auditioning as part of my job. I see it as a chore that I hate.
I've told you that many times.
Yeah, I see the prize. I don't want audition. I don't want anything. I want the phone call saying you have an offer and I go to work. I love acting more than anything in the world when my family comes first. But I do like him. I was born to do this and I have always known that. But I don't want the process anymore. I want the prize. And to have somebody in such an eloquent, simple, you know, and beautiful way of saying, my job is the process, is enjoying this, and that. And if I get the prize, that's just frosty. It's a beautiful point of view to have. Granted, he's not my age. I've been doing it longer. So to me, it's more difficult.
But it is
But to be reminded of that truth was a beautiful thing for me to hear.
Well, I've told you many times. You just don't. When I say something, it is like, I don't care how eloquently I say it. It is.
Because you see it, you do it different.
No, I don't do it different. No, he's absolutely correct. I haven't always lived by that. I've lived with it. Like you said, I'm riding a wave right now, but I've been through many, many lows in this business, like way more lows than probably you have. And I've been grinding for a long time. And I've said to you many times, and people ask me, the job is the auditioning. The job is getting to act. Once you're on a show, that's fun.
No, that's a job for me.
That's not the work. The work.
No,
that's a lot of
work.
It's the fun part.
It's work that you love.
It's the fun part. The work is getting the actual acting gig. So anyways, till next time, that was fun.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Jason. I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. En McDonald's, participantes por tiempo limitado.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.